Ketchikan Gateway Borough Planning Director Richard Harney says his department is working on a much-needed code adjustment to define art versus ads. In the meantime, he says the borough is not asking that a mural by Ketchikan artist Ricardo Burquez be painted over. Harney says there might be a fee for an after-the-fact permit application, though, because the business owners never filled out required paperwork for the mural and other signs they'd put up. He says there's a whole backstory to how the borough got to this point, starting last summer with a different business that sells salmon.
First City Salmon put up a big sign, a couple big signs, and they didn't get sign permits. We received complaints, and we had to go and investigate. They then turned in some sign applications, sign permit applications. They had to take a couple down. But we looked at a couple of their signs that they had up, and we looked at them and we said, well, they're not really advertising anything that they're selling. So we called them artwork.
The original complainant appealed the department's decision that the two signs were art. The Borough Planning Commission agreed with the complainant, Harney says, and on further appeal, the Ketchikan Gateway Borough Assembly upheld the Planning Commission's decision. Harney says the signs were determined by those bodies to be connected, albeit loosely, to what the business sells.
One was a picture of a boat, a fishing boat, with a mountain in the background. The other one was a bear catching a salmon and it, in a river, and it said, let's go fishing.
Harney says the images were both related to fish. The business sells fish, so the commission and the assembly determined they were commercial signs. Harney says his department used that for direction moving forward. And that's about the time they received a complaint about the mural commissioned by Alaska Tourism Investments. That business owns the property, which includes Salmon Capital, a store that sells salmon. The mural depicts salmon swimming toward that store. So, ad or art? The business had no sign permits on file. Harney says they asked the business to send in an application, which the business eventually did.
We then sent them a letter back saying, okay, thank you for the applications. We're going to make a determination on this, but at this point in time, based on the direction that we have, we see our sign permit code as being insufficient, and we need to have a discussion about our sign code to find out, to fix it.
Harney says the sign code has needed an update for at least the past 10 years. Confusion about the mural will, he hopes, make that update a reality, because right now
we don't have any provisions for dealing with artwork. And so what we're trying to do is formulate something that we can, one, permit artwork, and two, allow equity in signage throughout the community.
Harney says a code update has to go through a process. It first has to be written, then it has to go to the Code and Planning Committee. From there, it would head to the Planning Commission and then finally to the Borough Assembly. If everything goes smoothly, Harney says it will take about 4 months. In the meantime, though, what about the downtown mural?
We are not going to be making them take down the mural. We're not asking for citations. The only thing that we requested was them to fill out sign permit applications, and they did that. So they are following the rules. They are doing what is necessary for them to keep doing what they're doing.
So as far as the borough is concerned, right now, the mural can stay. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.